Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So you're going to want to get the SportsGrid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. You're going to love it. It's got everything. You can watch the network, listen to the network, and it's got in-game odds, stories, videos, highlights, everything. The SportsGrid app, get it today. You won't regret it. It's free. As I said, it's better to be on SportsGrid, obviously. You're going to want to check us out on X. We're streaming on X always, every day, all week, all month, all year. Right now, as a matter of fact. At SportsGrid-Live. Get the Coast to Coast and Varela on a Bench podcast Monday to Friday on Apple, iTunes, wherever you download podcasts. The lineup tonight on SportsGrid TV at 6, Front Office Sports Today, 6:30. It's Game Time Decisions with the Kevin Walsh. 8 o'clock, it's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. 10 o'clock, Sports Rage with Morenci. And on SportsGrid Radio at 8 to 10, it's The Institution. Carver and Lisi, you get all that. Tonight on SportsGrid TV and SportsGrid Radio, no reason to go anywhere else. So what I'm saying is, Mike, is that, like, okay, I'm playing injured. I got an oblique. I got a broken thumb. But I don't matter. When you don't matter, you can play injured. Just go out there and foul people, rebound, set screens, do whatever. When you matter and you're a significant piece that is crucial to the success and the winning or losing of a game, which is what Halliburton is, I find that to be just bad decision-making. Like, I'm not a fan of playing some guy that's limited. Oh, and then they say, oh, 70% of him is better than 100% of most people. No, it isn't. We saw last night what his 70% got you. It got you jack shack. You got you nothing. Zero. I mean, the guy was over. You read the stat line. It was embarrassing. So keep playing him and watch what happens to you. You're finished. So what's the deal for the rest of this thing? Game 6 in Indy. Obviously, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. They have to win. Otherwise, it's over right then and there in front of their own fans. Nothing could be more humiliating.
They will head back to the field house for game number 6 on Thursday night. Of course, just after 8:30 East. Now, this was a little lower. I think this was about four and a half earlier. Then the Halliburton news came out. And now it's Thunder minus 6.5 with a total of 222.5. So 6.5 on the road for the Thunder here.
Well, they didn't do it before. So, game 3, they got annihilated. Game 4, they didn't cover. And last night was the first night I didn't hit a spread. At 9.5, they lost by 11. So I would think for me, the Pacers are to play at 6.5 a day early here before they play Thursday. Before they're just coming off of that failure last night. So they got a day to think about it. And then they got all day tomorrow to think about it. And then Thursday night they play. Obviously, it's an advantage to Halliburton that he has off today and tomorrow. He'll get treatment all day. He'll be that thing will be rolled out and flattened out like it never happened. It'll be like a cow tongue by the time they're done with his calf. He's going to get massaged for, I would guess, somewhere around 30 hours straight. And then, the thumper, they'll have the thumper going on it. They're going to do everything they can to get that thing blood flowing in that calf. And then if he's fine, then he's fine. We'll see it. We'll see for ourselves on Thursday night if he's able to do it or not. If he's not effective in the first half of that game on Thursday, Mike, I think that's all you need to know.
I obviously want the Pacers to win on Thursday night because, as I told you yesterday, I think it would be a nice week if we had both these series go to seven in the NHL and the NBA. I'm a little skeptical, especially if he's very compromised. Now, look, they got it to two last night, and he was banged up. And like you just said, he'll be in, you would think, in better condition with all the treatment over 48 hours that he should be in better shape. I'm leaning Pacers right now plus the 6.5. Whether they win or lose, I got to think that they're going to have a final push here in this game.
I think they have to do something. Like, Nebhard was awful. Naismith was, I think, relatively tame. I think they got to get more out of Turner. And I think McConnell gave you everything you'll ever see from him. I don't think he'll have 18 again. I think, you know, he's more, in my view, a 10 spot. His 10-1-5 was more realistic for me than him going 18 again. So I think they relied too much on Siakam. And then Mathurin disappeared. He was terrible shooting, you know, and he had had big games in this series. And all of a sudden, he evaporated as well. They won't win if they get the same type of productivity from everyone else and no Haliburton productivity, they're dead.
Finished is what they will be. Finished if they can't get any of that. So Thursday night for game number 6 in the NBA final. Everybody very excited for that. All right, I got a lot of baseball for you. And I know that we're going to do, we're going to stop. We're going to have Cam for the Travelers in a minute. But we got so much to do. Let's get going. Dodgers beat the Padres 6-3 last night. Of course, the story here, Scotty, was Ohtani pitching for the first time as a Dodger, pitching for the first time in 2 years. Only through the first inning, 2 hits. He gave up a run, no walks, no strikeouts, threw almost 30 pitches, but was able to then get himself out of the inning. But really, it was his bat that won him the game. Had a bunch of hits and drove in a bunch of runs on Sportsnet LA.
Baez at second, Edmund at first. Ohtani climbs the ladder and golfs this one into right center field, a base hit. Tatis thrown to third, not in time. Ohtani back to first, his second run batted in. 4 in the inning. 5-2.
It really is unfortunate that he ended up with the Dodgers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is unfortunate. But what are you going to do? I will say I watched him pitch. I did watch the inning last night. I think it was actually lined up pretty good with halftime of the basketball game. So right. I was able to flip over to it. He's got good stuff. I mean, the 2 hits he gave up, I mean, they were bloopers. Like, Tatis had a little blooper flare to center field, and he got to second on, and then he came home on another blooper. So he had some pretty good stuff. He struggled a little bit. I'm interested to see how they're going to use him. I don't think that using him like this would be the way to go, like opening games for an inning or two. If you're only going to pitch him an inning or two, Scotty, wouldn't the back end be where you probably want to use him in the 8th and 9th? So we'll see how they use him going forward.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that because I don't think that's in their plans. I don't believe that they're going to make him a closer or a setup guy. I think he's, you know, always been a starter. And I think they're just going to do the usual cream puff buildup. I think they're going to candy it, saltwater taffy. They're going to pitch him an inning, and then two innings, 3 innings, and then they're going to let him go 5.
Yeah, Robert said it's going to be, and I'll give you a little more Roberts after I talk to Cam. He did say he'll probably pitch him again like that in 5 or 6 days, he said. He said he'll go 5 or 6 days, he'll wait, and then maybe he'll give him a little bit more, depending on, you know, how fast.
You'll never see him pitch over 100 pitches, I don't think, the whole season.
No. I think you're probably right. They're going from 30-ish to 50-ish. You know, to 70-ish and just continue to maybe climb the ladder a little bit as you get deeper into the summer and closer to October. Because that's when you really want him out there and healthy is for that, is when the playoffs come.
Yeah, no doubt.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
And we are back, Frel, coast to coast, here on a Tuesday, for this week only, a golf Tuesday, that's right. I'm not here tomorrow, so the Golf Wednesday is happening a day earlier today, but that means we still have everything we always give to you. The Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in Toronto, getting ready for one of our favorites. You know, it's one of my favorites because I go to the tournament, and that is the Travelers at TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut. Always the week after the U.S. Opens. Cam, it's good to see you as always. I know that we all got, if J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open, that means we all got pretty smashed.
I got to be honest with you, Carver. Cam Young saved my bacon. He like, I got to tell you something because I had him like for a lot of crazy props and stuff. But yeah. I also had McIntyre, and I'm sitting there that with McIntyre, the Scot. This Scot's thinking, hey, it's party time. And then all of a sudden, Spawn got it together on the final two holes. But well-deserved by J.J. Spawn, a guy who learned his lesson after losing a battle to Rory at the Players. He gets it done. And you know what? That was a pretty gritty performance after shooting 40 on the front. So let's give Spawn a lot of credit. I like this guy. He's no country club kid. He's actually a grinder.
As I said to Smiley yesterday, Cam, the way he played 17 and 18 on Sunday, beautiful. The way he played those two holes, that mm-hmm. he won the U.S. Open right there. The way
another
he played
thing,
17
Carver,
and 18.
What has Sam Burns done to anybody? Like, is this guy a bad guy? Like, are you telling me that's McIlroy and Scheffler? They're not getting a free drop? I tell you, they will.
I agree with you. That was a disgrace. And I don't think it would have won him the tournament. I think he still would have lost. But mm-hmm. it was a disgrace that they didn't give him a drop. And I got to tell you, Cam, I think that Burnsy, he is an auto fade this week. You're coming off back-to-back weeks. He loses in a playoff in Canada. Then he does what happened to him on Sunday with a lead in the U.S. Open. I think Sam Burns, the last place he wants to be this week is Cromwell, Connecticut.
You're right.
He wants to go back home. And I would say, you know, there's a very small cut at this event.
Yeah,
and it would not surprise me if he's on the list of guys, you know, depending on where his head is at, that makes that very small cut. All right, here's the chalk mm-hmm. for this week, Cam. This is a signature event, the last signature event of this PGA Tour season. Scottie Scheffler, the defending champ, remember he beat mm-hmm. Tom Kim in a playoff here last year, Heavy number as always, plus 280. Rory, Xander, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay. Always loves this track. Ludvig Åberg, hopefully he's done with, I know he was very sick on Thursday and Friday last week at the U.S. Open. We've got Justin Thomas, Victor Hovland, and all the rest as usual. Here's where I will start, Cam, with the outrights for me. And you heard me say his name, and I play him here every year. I don't like rooting for the guy, but Patrick Cantlay loves this golf course. He has multiple top fives here, has come close to winning a bunch of times. I know he was dreadful at the U.S. Open last week, but I think that's some guys we got to look at, Cam. I think we're looking at guys who had Saturday and Sunday off last week, didn't have to go through all the grind and the misery of Oakmont, that are coming out with a fresh mind, and I think Cantlay's going to be one of those guys at 25-1. He makes my card. We always play Keegan Bradley in the Northeast. He hit for us here 2 years ago, 40-1 for Keegan. I am in. Jordan Spieth won here in 2017. He has not done much here since 2017, but I like the way he's playing right now. 50-1 price, I'm in. Cameron Forever Young, back on my card, Cam, and why? Two or three straight weeks of really good play. I watched him personally shoot a 59 at this place last year on Saturday, so I know that he can get it done. 50-1. Daniel Berger also has some pretty decent history around here. He hasn't been too good lately. 55-1 there. And Tom Kim gets in on the sponsor exemption. Lost in a playoff last year. I had him. It's payback time, baby. I thought he played good at the U.S. Open. He had the most birdies over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. 110-1 for Tom Kim. I'm in, Cam.
I love it. My two biggest disappointments were Fleetwood and Cantlay at the U.S. Open. Keegan Bradley, Carver said it. He's on the East Coast. We're betting him. 45. Ben Griffin, what does this guy have to do, ladies and gentlemen? I'll take him every week if you want to give me these prices. 55. Berger time, 75-1. Carver talked about it. Tom Kim, despite the, you know, not great form, he got it together last week. That's important. 90-1. Luke Clanton, I saw him 60, then I see him at 100. So I went click. And Max Gracerman, a quiet, decent U.S. Open for him. Watch out for him this week at 110-1.
I need to go get Cam's price on Daniel Berger at 75.
Yes, you do.
Need to go get my price on Tom Kim at 110-1. Although, as I sent you earlier, I already have Tom Kim in a very big ticket because of Max Kepler last night, a little put it with the golf. So we're ready to roll with Tom Kim. All right, placements for me. Xander Schauffele loves this place too. He's won here before. Top five at plus 250. Justin Thomas didn't play Saturday and Sunday. Usually finishes in the top 10 here at plus 200. I got Luke Clanton on my card, Cam. T10 at plus 500. Woo. Ricky Fowler needs to get moving. Top 20 at plus 195. And Tom Hoagie finished third here last year. Another guy that can make a lot of birdies. Top 20 at plus 220.
Love it, Carver. I love that Clanton pick at 5-1. Loser leaves town match. Who's disappointed me more this year? Colin Morikawa or Åberg? Both of them are on my card. Plus 125. Schauffele playing good golf. Plus 140 for a top 10. And Åberg, get over it. I'm sick of watching you not do the top 10. Plus 180. Spieth, Carver figured it out. He's got a good price. I'll take the insurance at top 20 for plus 110. Ryan Ginger, plus 140. And Bud Cauley could be sneaky this week. I might add a $5 or $10 on him to win. Watch out. This is a perfect track.
And let me tell you, I saw the tee times today too, Cam. Yep. Bud's like the first guy out on Thursday morning.
You might have to get him for a first-round leader ad.
I think we might have to add Bud Cauley here. Who's who I have for right now? Of course, you know my Scheffler plan. Every one of these big events, I'm going to take Scheffler at 10-1. There's Cantlay as well, 30-1. Spieth at 40. Cameron Young at 40. Tom Kim at 60. Tom Hoagie at 60. And I'll get the Bud Cauley going as well, and Aaron Rye, Cam. I'm going to put them in too.
Love it, Carver. I'm with you. Morikawa, he might not win, but he starts fast. Always in the top three, 22-1. Hoagie Sandwich, he can go low here, 55-1. Thomas Dietrich, also Carver, very good Thursday player at 70. Jacob Bridgman, watch out for him on this track. Steven Jagerbaum, 80-1. And Cole Kane, I'm back. Jagerbaums and Cole Kane, you're fired from Sports Grid, Cam. Cole, pay me back.
You're going to drag me in.
I am.
Cole Kane again for a first round leader this week. All right.
Come on over.
Fine. Okay. Well, look, I got to get a little bit in there too. So a little Jagerbaum with Cole Kane for us on Thursday out at the TPC River Islands.
And Bud Cauley. Don't forget Bud.
Yeah, get Bud in there too. Cam, let's get back on the horse here at the Travelers.
You got it.
This week for the golf. What do we got next week? The tractor tournament next week? We got the John Deere.
Oh, God, the John Deere?
Bring it up.
Bring out my lawnmower.
Bring it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, programming note. The Prime Minister, who you just saw with Carver High talking about the travelers, he'll be in tomorrow for Carver High doing C2C with yours truly. So tomorrow, Pharrell and Cam Stewart live from Toronto on C2C at 3 Eastern. So let's get back into Dave Roberts and then move forward with the baseball here.
Yeah, I figured I need another minute or two before I talk about the Yankee offense again. Here's Dave Roberts on Ohtani's performance on the mound last night.
I thought it was great. Obviously, you know, he gave up a run, but I thought the stuff was really good. Much better as far as the fastball velocity than I think anyone anticipated. Hit 100. You know, I was thinking 95 to 97, but I think that just a competitor adrenaline came out in him. And, yeah, they built an inning. I thought he made some really competitive pitches. But overall, just really positive day for us. And, you know, today, I don't think it affected his offense. And like I said, before the game, tomorrow we'll be telling to see how it feels as far as fatigue. But I thought overall pretty exciting.
You know, I think he's young enough that and when they rebuild these elbows, they're like, you know, $6 million man, Steve Austin here, because I think pitchers get better after they have their elbows fixed, believe it or not. And I think he's young enough that he's going to throw gas eventually, no matter how many innings they give him, how many pitches they give him, he's going to bring it. And I think he's going to be fine. And then at some level, when you get older, I don't think it'll carry over. And I don't think he'll be effective when he's old. I think he'll be a hitter. You know, I don't think it's that hard to see. We know what happened. His elbow fried. He was still a great hitter, right? And then now he's pitching again. He's doing both. At some point, you're going to get to the age where they just aren't going to let you do both. Same thing with this kid Hunter in the NFL. I don't believe for 1 minute he's playing his whole career both ways. It's just impossible in the National Football League because of the speed of the game and the violence of the game. I don't believe a guy can do that every day, every week, year in and year out, and make it last. With time and age, I think it dissipates. And I think that's what'll happen with Ohtani. I think he'll pitch for a few, you know, a couple years where he's going to be dominant as a pitcher. And then eventually, I don't think he'll pitch. I think he'll just be a hitter. I don't think he's just going to be Nolan Ryan. I don't believe that. I think he's a hitter first, and he's a great pitcher, but he blew his arm out. So now he's had it rebuilt. And at some point, age will catch up with his arm.
I agree on both guys. I don't think it's a forever thing. I think he's too valuable as a bat that for him to continue to keep getting hurt pitching. You know, if that ends up happening, you just don't want that. And to say, and Hunter's going to find out quick. Now, I think he might be able to do it for this year, maybe another year, but long term, because he's still a very young guy and he hasn't taken those NFL shots yet. Long term, it's just, I don't think it's possible for him to be able to do both every single week running out. Not
listen,
day.
I even think
on pain day comes around.
Listen, Mike, that like that job as a corner is violent. Okay, yeah. So you have to really lay guys out and hit guys full speed, 40-mile-an-hour full speed type hits to be successful. I think in the NFL as a corner, you've got to stop the pass and you got to hit people. You know, guys break free, you got to hit them. Your guy makes a catch, you got to get him down. And it's not college football, I'm telling you. And he knows that. He knows he's going to, it's going to be a more violent hit. But I mean, at some level, the receiver's the way to go if you want a longevity type situation. You want to play long in the NFL, be a receiver. You got a better chance than I think being a corner. I think corners eventually get beat up. I mean, significantly more than receivers. Receivers take shots, but corners take a shot every play.
It is, it's grueling. Just about everywhere in the NFL is now, right? I mean, you're not allowed to touch quarterbacks, and kickers don't get hit. But like, other than that, like it's pretty tough on everybody at this point.
Brutal.
When pain day comes around. All right, I was able to put it off for a little bit, but when we come back, the Yankees, they just can't score runs. They have found a major funk.
They've hit a wall.
In the lineup. They have hit a wall. We'll discuss that when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, I know we rang the bell a lot last night, and then we also hit a lot of bets last night, plus money bets, including the Angels and the Rockies.
Yeah, some good bell ringing that we'll talk about in a moment because I've actually got both of them coming up here. But first, the Angels beat the Yankees 1-0, 11 innings at the stadium. Really good performances pitching from both Clark Schmidt and Jose Soriano last night. The Yankees did leave a small village on the base paths, particularly in the later innings, 8, 9, 10, and 11. But the Angels were able to scratch one across in the top half of the 11th inning, FanDuel Sportsnet West.
Three runs here. Starting to rain a little bit harder, by the way. Here's a poke, fair, down the left field line. Shotwell's going to give the Angels the lead. Christian Moore scores. Shotwell's at second, an RBI double.
That's Shotwell to you, Wayne.
Whoa. Shotwell to you, mister.
All right. There you go. The Yankees have now scored 5 runs total in their last 5 games while losing 4 games in a row. So the Yankee offense is having all kinds of problems right now. And I know people get me, I only play Aaron Boone when they lose. That's because we get a chance to hear Aaron Boone try to talk himself out of the Yankees not hitting like he does right here, or tries to.
The offense has been down a little bit. Do you see a through line, or do you think it's a little bit of everything plus bad luck?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, right now when you're not scoring runs and, you know, they're keeping us in the ballpark, you know, tonight was a little bit of both, you know, where I thought we hit a number of balls on the screws, even there late. You know, Cody just misses a couple to right. Goldie stepped on that ball to left center. So we were barreling some balls up, but then, you know, but that said, you know, we're not punching any across, not hitting the home run, you know, and we had a couple situations.
You got shut
where,
out, bro.
You know, we could have produced a run there late and weren't able to take advantage of it.
I mean, they didn't score. That's a real short way of handling the press conference. We didn't score.
Didn't score. That is the pretty much the shortest way.
I don't know how this guy acts like good at bats are worth money somewhere. Good at bats are worth nothing if you don't score any runs. That's like having 36 in a game and losing. It's of no value to you. What's your big 36 burger get you? You lost. I don't want to hear it. Like they never scored. They lost. And I cashed that money on the Angels. Thank you, ma'am.
Nice job there with the Angels last night. Aaron Judge did, of course, get a hit. First player to reach 100 hits this season in Major League Baseball.
What'd that get him?
So congrats. That got him a loss last night. They lost.
So, that didn't even get you an ice cream sundae.
Did not even get you that. That's for sure. All right, elsewhere. Phillies beat the Marlins 5-2. They win their fifth straight. You want to ring the bell? I'll ring it. Why not? With Max Kepler on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And a high fly ball to deep right field. Going back is Sanchez into the second deck. A moonshot for Max Kepler. It's his ninth home run of the year, and the Phillies are back on top.
What was that outrageous price? Was that 680?
It was 680, plus 680 for Max Kepler last night.
That's crazy, so but that I was... still like the next one better because it involves cognac.
Well, before I get there, one thing about the Phillies that I saw come across, Rob Thompson told reporters tonight before the game in Miami that Nick Castellanos is not going to play tonight because of an inappropriate comment he made when Thompson took him out of the game last night in the eighth inning for defensive purposes. Now, Castellanos had started 236 straight games. It's the second longest active streak in the majors, the longest streak by a Phillies player since Pete Rose over 40 years ago. Thompson sends him to the pine tonight because he said something to him when he came out of the game last night. How about that?
Well, I think that's the beginning of the end of Nick Castellanos in Philadelphia. It's this is Devers part two. You start talking Shaq to your manager, like he doesn't know what he's doing, and that's the beginning. There's the splinter right there. That'll be the end, because you know what'll happen. He's benched tonight. There goes his streak, and I guarantee you who he's going to blame for that. He's going to blame the manager, Thompson, and he's going to blame the front office that they were all in cahoots on it together and screwed him. So now you can just smell it coming. Smell it. It's in the air. He's going to demand a trade at some point in the coming weeks. Not happy in Philly anymore. I mean, remember this guy with his kid behind the home plate, sitting in the seats in the first row? He loves Philly, loves wife and kids. The greatest thing. Say something smart to your manager, get benched, and let's see how the relationship goes from here. I say it sours, like sweet and sour at the Chinese restaurant. That's the end of that. Watch.
Yeah, I would say we'll see how that turns out, but I would gather it's not going to turn out well down the road between the two of them. You mentioned another bell ring. Why not? Rockies and the Nationals last night. Now, Hunter Goodman hit a homer in the top of the ninth to tie the game at four for the Rockies. A couple of batters later, forget the cognac, get me the moniac on Rockies TV.
1-2. And this ball is walloped to deep right field, and it is gone! Two-run home run, Mickey Moniak! And the Rockies take a 6-4 ninth inning lead in Washington.
Ding, ding. And here's the other thing. The Nats are falling apart, and they're going to blame Davey Martinez. The players have already decided they hate him. So we talked about this yesterday. This guy, I mean, it is the beginning of the end for him in D.C. This is the beginning of the end. From this point forward, watch what happens to Martinez. Like, then, now they're losing to the Rockies. What have they lost now? 8-9 in a row? I mean, nine. It's just a disaster. 9 in a row. Disaster. It's a disaster.
9 in a row, and like you say.
They've quit on him.
And again, they're not losing these games to the Dodgers and the Mets. You know, Mets was the beginning of the streak. Like, they got swept by the Marlins at home this weekend. They lost to the Rockies last night.
Right.
Like that. Like you're talking two of the four worst teams in baseball. You're losing games too. Not a good scene for Washington. Rays beat the Orioles 7-1 last night. How about this Ryan Pepiot? 8 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, 11 strikeouts. What a performance! The Rays are 19-6 in their last 25 games. And I saw this morning too. They are now, remember we did that thing a couple weeks ago, how the Yankees had their biggest lead in the AL East, and you know, this early in the season. Yeah, it's 2.5 now. The Rays are only 2.5 behind the Yankees for first place in the AL East. So things have changed quickly.
And they're on fire, and the Yankees can't score a run, so you can smell that cooking as well.
Yep, you certainly can. Meanwhile, also in the AL East, the Red Sox, despite trading Raffy Devers, they're still hot. They beat the Mariners 2-0 last night. We always love first career home runs. Roman Anthony last night in the first inning on Nesson.
And a high fly ball. That's driven deep to right center. It's back there. She is gone! Home run, Roman Anthony, number one. Red Sox quickly on the scoreboard.
Wow. I should call him the Trojan. Your boy, the Roman. Roman Anthony now, the big home run hitter in Boston. And they did that in Seattle. I am surprised that they flew out to Seattle after trading Devers and that they won that game.
Yeah, and I think you know what it speaks to more than, because they've won six in a row now. I think it speaks more to the fact that the Mariners suck right now. I think is what that really speaks to more.
Fair enough.
Again, they couldn't score any runs last night. And that was with Giolito on the mound. Giolito stinks, and they got a good performance out of him. Six innings, three hits, no runs, 10 Ks. All right, I'm not done with them. When we come back, you got to hear this this Craig Breslow, the GM for the Red Sox. He's going to try to sell you that he thinks the Red Sox will be better without Rafael Devers. He's going to try to sell you that.
Yeah, were they better without Mookie Betts?
He's going to try to sell it to you, though. He's going to try.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So let's listen to Breslow, the GM of the Red Sox, try to sell me a car.
Here he is. This is Red Sox general manager Craig Breslow saying that the roster will be better moving forward with Rafael Devers gone.
I understand, why the initial reaction would be that, you know, it'd be tough to sit here and say when you move a player of Rafi's caliber, when you take that bat out of the lineup, how could I sit here and say that, we're a better team? And I acknowledge that. On paper, we're not going to have the same lineup that that we did. But this isn't about the game that is played on paper. This is about the game that's played on the field, and ultimately about winning the most games that we can. And in order to do that, trying to put together the most functional and complete team that we can. And so, I think when you consider the flexibility, the ability to give some of the young players some run, the opportunity to maybe repackage some of the resources and fill some voids in the roster as early as approaching this year's deadline, and being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have.
Well, we shall see. Right, genius? This guy acts like he's got it all figured out, and what he hasn't put into the equation was that bat and those numbers and those home runs and RBIs, the on base, everything else. That guy's been their best player since Mookie Betts, and Mookie Betts is gone. And what happened to Mookie Betts? He's winning rings. What happened to the Red Sox? Nothing happened. They've done nothing without him. Now they get rid of this bat, and they think that it's like beating a dead horse. They did it again. They got rid of their two best players in their two last deals. The only deal they've done that makes any sense to me at all was Crochet. That's a great deal. Other than that, that's a great deal for the San Francisco Giants, as far as I'm concerned. They're going to benefit from that bat, and you aren't. That's all there is to it. Now, I will tell you what. Roman Anthony has a bright future, allegedly, without repercussion. I mean, everyone thinks he's going to be a stud. The difference is that Rafi Devers is not old, and Rafi Devers is a stud. And Roman Anthony is nowhere near Rafi Devers. And he won't be for 7 years. I mean, he's not going to do that, but he's not going to put up Rafi Devers numbers in the next 2, 3, 4 years, is he? No, he's not. I don't believe that for a minute. You're going to tell me that getting rid of that bat makes you better? I mean, bro, you are crack high. Crack high. You're so tripping. You're on the butter. That's all I know. You cannot get that. That is like the Pirates getting rid of Barry Bonds What happened to the Pirates after they lost Barry Bonds? They haven't won since. Okay? I think the Red Sox made a bad move. And I'll believe it. I'll believe what he's saying when I see it. What they need to do then is what he's saying. They need to win the East, go to the playoffs, win playoff series. Because they haven't been doing that with Rafi Devers. But he's their best player. He's their most productive player. He had the most hits, most home runs, most everything. And you got rid of him. Obviously, this guy wasn't the one that got rid of Betts, but he could have learned from that guy not to F things up the way I think he just did. I'll believe it when I see it. Are you sitting here? You're going to tell me who won that deal? Who won that deal? San Francisco, to me, I mean, I could be drunk and I'd still say that they won the deal.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any question about that they wanted. I think that the guy Breslow, his biggest thing is he kind of, you know, he hasn't been in the job that long, and he already gives off that aura of, I'm the smartest guy.
My son
guy
looks older than him.
He's like, I'm the smartest guy in the room. And Breslow, you know, he played in the majors. He was a pitcher. He played in the major leagues. He should have. And he just kind of, I guess that's why he feels he's the smartest in the room in the short amount of time he's had the job. We shall see.
He never going mattered forward. He never mattered as a player.
No.
Okay. How many people know that he played in the show? I mean, our audience, less than 1%. No one knows him.
I would guess.
No one knows him. He's an idiot. So you can quote me on that. He just got rid of their best player because they couldn't communicate with him, and all they did was lie to him and F with him. All they did was lie. You know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing how the suits and the general manager, the front office, the owner are smarter than the player who does all. I mean, he sells all their tickets. People went to watch him play. People want to see him hit home runs. They just beat the Yankees on Sunday night, and he hit the home run to win the game. And they traded to the San Francisco Giants. Like, it really is the dumbest thing I've seen in sports this year, without a doubt. Unequivocally.
We'll finish last night and then do some other things when we come back. Let's quickly slide this in. A's and Astros tied at 1 in the ninth. Little walk-off for Nick Kurtz on A's radio.
And Abreu throws, and that swung at a high, deep drive to right. Smith is back. He will not even watch it. And the A's win it on a walk-off by Nick Kurtz. A no-doubter up on the berm and right. 3-1 A's.
I think that was up on the hill that he's talking about, the berm.
He smoked. That ball. That ball was smashed by George Nick Kurtz last night. Nick, don't call me George Kurtz with the big 445-foot blast finish it off. All right, we'll come back. I've got a few things for you, including the All-Star voting leaders. I've got some of the best and worst money line, over-under, etc. And then we will get into tonight's games. Everybody's playing on a Tuesday night. A dinger Tuesday, Scotty. Across Major League Baseball. And we'll get some long balls in as well. We got some good long balls tonight.
Yeah, Dinger Tuesday, very exciting. Too bad I'm watching Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Thanks so much.
Yes, which we will also start to discuss in hour number 3. Big game tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I think Breslow pitched in 576 career games. He won 23 games his entire career. The most he ever won was 8.
Well, yeah, he was a reliever, setup guy. He was a lefty out of the bullpen. That's pretty much what he was. That's why he lasted so long. Those relievers can last a little while. I think he was on two of their championship teams. I think he was on the 07 and the 13 Red Sox, if I remember correctly. Wasn't on the 4 team, but I think he was on the 7 and the 13 Red Sox championships. So, and he's
he
from
had 8
that
staves in his career.
Yeah, he's a middle, you know, a lefty specialist, middle relief guy. That's what Breslow was in his career. But he was around for a
while. Yeah, those numbers still suck. I don't care what he does. And he's, I'll give him this. He went to Yale, so he is smart, yeah. Book smart. But the deal-making business, I give him an F so far. Nice job, genius. You're an Ivy Leaguer, and you just sent your best player packing to the Giants. We'll be watching the Giants in the playoffs. That I can tell you. And then we'll see how you do. Oh, congratulations. You beat the Mariners and the Yankees. The Yankees haven't scored a run in a month. But we know what you did. So you'll be the one they blame in the end. They're going to blame him. And the fans already hate him. Like, this is like Nico Harrison trading Luka. That's what it is.
They hate him up in Boston right now. They all can't stand him.
Good.
With everything going on.
Good. He deserves it. He deserves a beating.
We are, and what a shame it is that it's all going on. I'm so busted up about it, too, that they're having all those kind of problems up in Boston.
I don't know. I doubt I'll be able to get over it. I called my shrink today to see if I get an appointment.
It's tough. The All-Star game is getting closer. A few things on that. Aaron Boone, of course, the Yankees will manage the AL since they made the World Series last year. Joe Torre will be on Boone's staff. Honorary coach. Whatever.
Torre.
Just enough. Voting leaders. They put out the first set of leaders for the All-Star game. On the American League side, Cal Raleigh, big lead at catcher. First base, pretty close between Paul Goldschmidt and Vladdy. Second base, Gleyber Torres in the lead. Third, Jose Ramirez. Shortstop, Jacob Wilson. And that won't last long. I mean, how is he ahead of Bobby Witt Jr.? But Bobby Witt will get him eventually. As far as the outfield, Judge has the most votes, 1.5 million already. Riley Green and Mike Trout, pretty close, though. Stephen Kwan, Javi Baez, and Cody Bellinger all in the mix there as well. As far as the NL goes, Will Smith, Freddie Freeman, Ketel Marte, Manny Machado, Francisco Lindor. At short, Otani is DH, and then two Cubs in the outfield in the lead. Pete Crow Armstrong has over a million votes already. Kyle Tucker, Teoscar Hernandez, the leaders in the outfield right now. Still a lot of voting to go, though, Scotty. Long way to go.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting. Speaking of Devers, of course, now he'll be in the NL West. He's played 33 games against the NL West teams, 10 homers, 21 RBIs, 866. OPS for Devers in those spots. He'll see
those
a lot
numbers
more of
will
those
be
teams.
Spiking in short order.
Yes, they certainly will. All right, here we go. Our weekly look at a few things. First, the MLB power rankings, according to people who think they know. The Tigers once again at the top. Tigers, Mets, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, Astros, Giants, Padres, Rays. The top 10 teams in the Major League Baseball, according to people who think they know.
Yeah.
That's what they are.
Where's Breslow's Red Sox on that list?
I don't see them there right now. I do not see them there. I'll do the AL and the NL with you tomorrow. Let's do the best and the worst money line right now. Let's get that cooking first. The Tigers, plus 8.1 units. The best. The Rays are now up there. The Angels are up there. The Cubs and the Blue Jays, the worst. Of course, the Rockies at 29.2 on the negative. Although the Braves are trying. They're minus 18.7. Orioles, White Sox, A's also in the bad column.
What are you supposed to do with the A's? Now, what if they lost 21 of 22 and now they've won four in a row?
Yeah. Yeah. They're winning games
now. You don't
know
what to do with them. You know what? You bet against them. I bet against them last night. I lost. I bet on them; they never win. So I just—they're stinky fish to me.
They are. They are stinky right now. I'll come back. I'll give you the over/under, and then all of tonight's games will start to get into big slate. Everybody playing.